And aloha. Welcome to Talk Story, the longest running talk show in Maui, about 26 years, but who's counting? Just talking with my guest, Tambra. Tambra Garrick's here. She's president of the Maui Wedding Association. And yes, we will be talking about the upcoming Maui Wedding Expo. But I was complaining because right before I went on the air, I got this call, and it was a robocall. You know, and it's like, oh, not another. I mean, 2:30 last night. 2:30, you know, just I'm telling you this in case you get it. I got a call. This is the IRS, and we have not received your payment, and you are in, you know, you're going to get all. And I was like, oh, no, it's 2:30. And it's obviously, it sounds like a person, but it's a robot. I was so pissed I couldn't go back to sleep. And so, I mean, I haven't gotten, I got like 2 hours sleep last night. But, I mean, the only thing, and supposedly there's a new thing out that will block these automated calls. I have to find out what it is. There's a charge for it on cell phones, but there's not a charge on home. And then we can have the robots battling the robots, and it'll be just like a video game where they can, one robot can outthink the other robot, and they'll all destroy each other. but I get diverted here. I don't want to ramble on too much about that, but it's really great. It's hard to believe, once again, it's time for the Maui Wedding Expo, and congratulations on being the president.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, my third year in a row.
That's wonderful. And you do a few hats. You are also the wonderful person over there and marketing director of Bubba Gumps. Everyone loves Bubba Gumps in Lahaina.
Yes, right on the water.
So you understand what it takes. And the 21 years. This is the 21st year.
It's pretty humbling for myself. I've only been on the island for 5 years, and I've been the expo coordinator the last 3 or 4 years, and this year, yes, it's the 21st annual Maui Wedding Expo, and it's really exciting that, you know, this is happening for that long by the Maui Wedding Association. It's the only event of its kind on Maui, and we're really, it's such a special place, and we're so lucky to have partners like the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa that will work with us to put on these events to showcase what Maui has to offer for weddings.
And you know what? The Sheraton's really beautiful, and it's got a very large ballroom, doesn't it?
Yes, it's the perfect place to hold the wedding expo. We had it there actually in 2014, and it was one of the most successful expos, according to a lot of the vendors. They were thrilled with it. They were actually booking weddings there, taking deposit checks, adding dates to their calendars right then and there at the expo. And so when I reached out to them to see if they wanted to host it again this year, they were really excited, and we're excited to be back there as well. It's just they make it really easy for events like this. So if there's anyone looking for a place for like a corporate event or a trade show or something like that, I definitely recommend them.
Well, they've got, they do a lot of weddings there as well.
Yes.
Which is, I mean, so they understand. I mean,
yeah.
They have a couple of sites on their location there that you can get married. There's a grassy lawn that's kind of nice, and then you can have a reception inside, or you can do the other location. And
yeah,
they know how important it is to do weddings.
They do. They have quite a few spots that you can get married, and they're at the Sheraton. And what's really cool as a part of the wedding expo, what they're going to do is kind of stage some of those areas.
Are they?
And then you can go on a tour and take a look at the areas set up, so you can really visualize what it could look like. And so I think that'll be really fun for a lot of the folks that are coming out to look at the Sheraton as a possible venue for their wedding. They can actually see what it'll look like in person instead of just photos.
Well, one of the things that are important, as you know and I know from being in the business, is the photography and, you know, having a nice site on the ocean certainly helps. I mean, the pictures on a lovely location can make all the difference in the world.
Black rock in the background and all the beautiful foliage and native Hawaiian plants they have around there. It's just really gorgeous.
Yeah, and I'm all for it. And I've done, God, believe me, I probably did like 400 weddings on the beach. But the problem is on the beach, you have to really know how to get your shots without having other people in the shots.
Luckily,
from people walking, I mean, with Speedos behind you when you're saying I do.
Who doesn't want that in their wedding photo?
Yeah, I've seen that too many times, to like maybe 10 other couples getting married on Valentine's Day and within, you know, 200 yards of each other. So, I mean, there's things you don't think of when you think, oh, I'm going to go to Maui and get married.
Absolutely.
On the beach. You think you're going to be all by yourself, but ain't necessarily so.
Well, luckily,
but if you know how to do it, it can look like that.
And luckily, we're so blessed to have so many wonderful photographers as members of the Maui Wedding Association. And if you want to look up the listing of all the members, they're all by categories on our website, which is MauiWeddingAssociation.com. So you can actually go on there, click on photographers, and see all the photographers that are members of the association.
Yes.
And they will know how to get the guy in the Speedo out of there.
You do have to sometimes get them out. It's like, and you really legally can't tell people on the beach. I've seen people who come down early and they've actually, I saw one time at a wedding, it was over there now it's just closed, the Maui, actually it was the Maui Prince at that time or something, way down there. And there's that point out there on the side that everyone would want to get married on.
Yeah, and McKenna.
Yeah, down there. And a person came early and brought those tapes like you have at an accident scene, the yellow tape, and put up tape around the whole, blocking the whole point out, literally put stakes in the ground and closed up. And I got down there before the coordinator. I said, you can't do this. But we've been here 2 hours. This is public. You can't close off the point.
Might be getting a visit from the DLNR.
no. But there's a lot of tricks that go into it. And the wedding professional people here on the island are the best. I mean, they're really good. The ones that have been in business know, you can just really trust them. It's a lot better than trying to do it yourself and worry about some of those details and maybe do it wrong and getting a fine, bringing your own alcohol, which you can't do, and things like that. So there's a lot of people that you have at this, at the Wedding Expo that can really give you information. You can talk to who feels like the right fit. If you're going to get married, a lot of people come who aren't getting married, but they have friends or relatives
who are
getting married, and they come out for them and do a little, pre-check out of what's good and right, and they kind of set it up for them.
Yeah, they do. And it's interesting to see. Right now, you can go online and register to attend the event. And when you register, you're going to be entered for free door prizes. We're going to have drawings all throughout the day. But then I can see, people will put mother of the bride or sister or things like that. And it's really cool to see that the whole family kind of is getting involved to help the folks that are getting married really plan a great wedding.
Sometimes the maid of honor, I've had try to do the whole thing, which is really nice if you have maid of honor doing all the work for you. Every now and then I got a husband who's setting it up, or fiance who's setting it up. But this is August. It's going to be coming up in just a few weeks. I can't believe August has flown by. It's coming up Saturday, August 27th at the Sheraton. It starts at 10 in the morning and it goes to 3 in the afternoon. So it's a little earlier. It's shutting down at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, we realize that people want to get on with their day, and it's still plenty of time for people to come down and check it out. And the really cool thing is actually, what I encourage people to do is really make a day of it. And the Sheraton is actually their restaurant, the Black Rock Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be open early, 6:30 to 11. You can get breakfast. And if you're attending the expo, you actually get 25% off.
Oh, isn't that cool?
And a free mimosa.
Well, isn't that nice? Well, that's brilliant.
And so it'll be really fun. I mean, what I would imagine if I was attending the expo is I would get there early, go have breakfast, have a mimosa, check out the expo, and then hang out at the beach. You could really make a really fun day of it on the west side if you're coming from other parts of the island and or other states. We have people flying in from Alaska, California, Washington, Oregon. Yeah. A lot from the west coast. Yeah, they fly in. They'll stay for a long weekend and they want to come to the expo because then they can meet with so many vendors in one day, and meet them in person and really get things dialed. They can do a lot of site visits while they're here. So they'll come in, maybe Thursday or Friday and stay through Monday or Tuesday. They can come to the expo on Saturday, and then the other days they can go and actually check out the other venues and just have a great Maui vacation as well.
Well, it's really important to have good chemistry with your wedding coordinator.
Yes.
And there's so many different types of wedding coordinators. So you really want to some are, just all the emotional parts, and some are the very mental. And there's really a little bit of, and nothing's right or wrong. It's whatever fits for you. So,
sure.
And you know what? I mean, it's really important that everyone sees, of course, and everyone knows you have to have a good website. But it's very different looking at a website versus talking
meeting
and
in
meeting
person.
A person.
Yeah. It's as important as, your hairdresser or your psychiatrist or anything like that. So it's an important person in your life, and you definitely want to have a person that you connect with and that is supportive of whatever your idea of the perfect wedding is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting is really still you can do weddings on Maui very reasonably. A lot more reasonably than a lot of other cities that I've talked to people who have gotten married in other places, and they're going, oh my gosh, I can't believe you can get married for $500. I mean, that's kind of bottom rate there, but you can, you know. And, of course, you can go way up high, but even way up high, the major cost when you go up way high and the higher ranks is really the reception. It's
yeah,
what you're
the food,
doing at
the
reception afterwards.
The, the venue, the lighting. I mean, there can really, I mean, you can put on quite a show here on Maui. And the great thing is that we have all those vendors to execute that if that's what you want, you know, or if you are, you know, a Hollywood superstar couple that's coming to Maui to get married, we can make that happen. Or if you're a couple that just is on a limited budget and you want to come and just get married on the beach and have some beautiful photos, we can do that as well. It's
true.
Really runs
everything.
The gamut. So
The one I remember that was the wildest wedding I ever did was down there at the Maui Ocean Center. And the couple's dad owned a resort in Las Vegas. And they both liked doing scuba diving, and so they decided to rent out the entire Ocean Center. They got wetsuits. One was like a black tuxedo, one was white, like a wedding gown, and they got married in the shark tank.
That's great.
And I don't dive, so I was on the outside, but you could hear them through the speakers, and the whole crowd was on the other side of the glass watching, you know, but there was a videographer in the tank with them. And you'd see the sharks and the manta rays going around
them. That's awesome.
And then because they took the whole place over, they went outside. And then there was the reception was upstairs where they sometimes do the music and things. And the reception was up there. So that was one of the ones that I remember. It was like, I don't even ask how much that cost. but you know what? The video, and they okayed it, went on TV, and it went nationwide. People saw that one. So, but these days, people are, just like you said, with dances, people who are getting married think about what can go viral or what you could do.
Absolutely. You know. There's a wedding video going around all over Facebook right now. I can't remember what state they were from, but it was a really cute dance of all the groomsmen. And it was just adorable. Actually, if you go to the Maui Wedding Association Facebook page, I believe I shared it there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was really, really cute. But
oh,
yeah,
good.
You know, people's creativity is just incredible what people can come up with. And then if you connect with the right coordinator and vendors, you can really make any of your dreams come true. I've seen people get married surfing. I mean, you know, there's just...
I hadn't thought about that, surfing.
White bikini, black board shorts.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
And then with the drones and all the technology now, the videos you can get are just absolutely astonishing.
That's true, too. That is really it brings in another whole element. Well, you started at in the morning at 10. And I love the idea of getting there early and having breakfast there. And so what's the schedule? Tell me what you've got planned for the day. And again, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Tambra Garrick, who's the president of the Maui Wedding Association. We're talking about the upcoming Maui Wedding Expo. And it's going to be happening on the 27th at the Sheraton from 10 till 3. Now, typically, there's always some great cake people, and I got her some delicious cake usually, and they go fast. I'll tell you, the people can gobble that cake up. I mean, it's like a vacuum cleaner. You just whoomp, the cakes go out, and it's like boom, they're gone in 10 minutes, right?
That's definitely got to be one of the most fun things to do when you go to a wedding expo like this, is to do all the taste testings. And we actually have, I think, 3 cake vendors. We have designer wedding cakes, Maui cakes, and cake fanatics. That will all be there. And Cake Fanatics is actually going to be on the entertainment schedule and doing some demonstrations and teaching people how to cut the cake properly. And because, you know, you don't want to be that awkward, like, where do you put your hands and how do you do that for the photos? And so she has a really fun short little demonstration that she's going to be putting on, which will be really fun.
Well, I think that's a great idea because I usually have to teach people for the video. When I was doing videos, and I says, no, your hand goes on top. And you want to see the ring, so you put your hand, your left hand on top. So you can see the ring on your husband's, and you go together, and you make sure you get the picture. pressure, so it's can be done just right as you cook the cake very slowly, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it, you know. So maybe we'll see some cake smashing too. That would be fun.
That's
so.
Always interesting. Are they or are they not? Or do they plan or do they not plan? You know what I mean? Because I've got one or two where they got mad. The bride got mad because got cake on their gown. And it was all over them.
Over their makeup.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. You don't want to blow that one. I don't know if husbands or fiancés actually know how much work goes into the makeup, the hair.
Absolutely.
And the gown, it takes so much work. And that's why we have wonderful makeup and hair people.
Who will go right to your...
Whether you're renting a house out or a hotel or a room or a condo, mm-hmm. they'll go right there. They'll deck you out. They'll make you look gorgeous. They'll do even the makeup on the whole bridal party, you know, and everything.
And a lot of them will stay on site for touch-ups because, obviously, it's hot. And if you're getting married outside and you don't want to worry about, you know, your makeup smudging or after the kiss, then you have no lipstick left. And a lot of them will stay on site. And then actually one of our members, Makeup and Talent Hawaii, Kimberly Marr, she's a great makeup artist. She has, she actually works at the Cos Bar as well in Wailea. You can go check her out there. Yeah.
Oh.
But she has makeup that she swears just stays put, like the airbrush
really?
And everything. I don't really wear much makeup, so I don't know all the details of it, but I've seen her work and it's just phenomenal.
Well, you know, that makes a huge difference though, because I have literally seen, literally right after the kiss and the thing, and then, you know, you kind of want them to have some time and you do some pictures, but I've seen everything stop while the bride goes and tries to get her makeup done over, puts the lipstick on, and then gets upset if there's kisses. I mean, I've actually seen some brides get upset if the kisses ruin the makeup and stuff. I was like, no, you can't. No. So it's nice.
It's all about the romance.
I haven't actually done a wedding since I did mostly small ones where a makeup person stayed on hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I've seen many where the bride of honor, the maid of honor, and the maid of honor would stay and maybe kind of act as the touch-up person as well. You know, one thing I really hope people get, and it's one of the things that bothered me the most is when people drank too much before the wedding. You know,
sure.
It can ruin. It sometimes would be embarrassing because they'd be. I had a party one time that came in a bus, and there was like 50 people. And obviously, they'd been drinking on the bus. They got down to the beach, and I'll tell you, it would have been easier to herd cats than try to get these people all wandering around and completely out of control. So, afterwards at the receptions, you can be sure there's going to be drinking, but try not to drink before the wedding.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people are doing the rehearsal dinners more, instead of doing a dinner, doing a brunch or a breakfast or a lunch, which I think is pretty smart because you're less likely to overindulge, you know, at your brunch or breakfast. And then that way people can get to bed early and be ready for the wedding the next day.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of stress.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's a lot of stress, you know.
Yeah.
It's a good thing people love each other because otherwise, I don't know. No, but so you've got the wedding cakes that people are going to be doing. It starts at 10 o'clock with what on the lineup?
I know who's playing. I'm sorry I don't have the times in front of me, but it will be published on the website probably by the end of the week. But
MWA.com?
We have WeddingExpoMaui.com.
Oh, and you have WeddingExpoMaui.com. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you can go there. You can register for the event in advance. Otherwise, when you arrive, you'll register. And then you can get all the information there. So that's a great place to go to find out everything.
And
that's
you want to register in advance because
It'll take a little less time when you arrive. Otherwise, we'll have two laptops set up and you can register when you get there.
And you want to register because?
Door prizes.
Great door prizes.
Yeah, awesome door prizes.
The Maui Wedding Association is famous for being very generous with door prizes.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see everyone kind of, because even some of the vendors that maybe can't make the expo, they're still donating services, gift certificates, items, and that's a really great way to kind of have, you'll be able to spend more on something else if you win one of these door prizes.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely want to register for
that. Definitely, MauiWeddingExpo.com.
Yes.
And that's also the site to go if you want to get one of the booths, few booths that are available.
Yeah, we got a couple last-minute availabilities that we were able to squeeze in just because it's sold out so quickly. So if there's anyone out there that's in the wedding industry and wants to showcase their business, they can go to WeddingExpoMaui.com and they can register for a booth there.
That's a good idea, because there's so many people that go through the Maui Wedding Expo that you're going to be
absolutely
having a chance to get yourself connected with a perfect, if you talk about a target audience, this is, you couldn't get more of a target audience than the people who are coming to the Maui Wedding Expo. So
absolutely. And then just being able to network with the other vendors and maybe you're able to connect, you know, that way to get additional business. And then just meeting one-on-one with people who are actually in the stages of planning their wedding and being able to secure those contracts right there if you want.
If you're a photographer, if you're a caterer, or if you're a person that does hair or makeup for weddings, if you do flowers, you know, if you rent even B&B places out,
sure,
to, you know, if you, there's so many things. Fashion, you know, fashions, it's such a huge, huge base of business, because the wedding business brings in, how much would you estimate a year to the island?
Well, I know nationwide weddings account for $72 billion a year.
$72 billion. Wow. That's amazing. I know it's a huge amount here on Maui. And so, folks, this is your chance to, people are always wondering, how do you make that connection? How do you get the person? Well, this is the place. And that would be MauiWeddingExpo.com. There's only a couple of booths left.
Correct.
So it's really almost sold out. So if you want to do it, you really should do it this week, because they'll be gone after that. So, okay, and then you can also register there for prizes.
Correct.
So you're going to have door prizes either there or at the door they register. Do you have any idea what some of the prizes are going to be?
Oh, there's boat trips, there's free cakes, there's helicopter trips, discounts, you know, gift certificates towards DJ services. There's a lot of really great prizes that can really help you with your wedding, you know, if you win one. So
that's another thing. If someone has a massage business.
Oh, yeah.
That's a, because you know what? Before and after, people love to get massages.
Sure. A nice couples massage.
Absolutely. Hairdressers, you know, but massages. And I hadn't thought about things afterwards they do, like a helicopter ride or things you do on your honeymoon.
Well, even on that, we have Maverick Helicopters as a member, and they're going to be at the expo. And the cool thing about working with someone like that is, if you do have a small intimate wedding and you want to go to a remote location, the helicopter can get you there. And just imagine,
I did it once, Tambra. I did it with Jamie. You know Jamie Lawrence?
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Lawrence, the singer, is also a helicopter pilot. And this is when he was doing this. This is a long time ago. And I was not doing videos. And he flew us into the west side back there, you know, it's kind of went around back beyond as if you're going on that road out there beyond Happy Valley, way. And inside there's this one really tall waterfall with a little space and a beach around it. And I'd never been there before.
Wow.
So I set up my cameras. I had two video cameras. And he did it in two trips. So he dropped off the first people. I set up my stuff. And then he was coming back on the second one. And the props really go around. It knocked my camera into a stream. It was a good thing I had two cameras.
Oh, thank goodness.
Because one went in. But, I mean, it's amazing.
I mean, how incredible.
I've been here 26 years. I never knew there was a waterfall. There was its own private little space back there.
Wow.
It was beautiful. So, yeah, that is something to think about.
And the other place is, you know, a wedding at sea. So we have Gemini Charters. They're going to be exhibiting at the expo. And so you can actually have your wedding ceremony and reception on one of their boats. And
I've never done that.
The sunset, you know, it's just, you know, and maybe you don't want to do that, but you want to have a snorkel trip the day before or during the wedding week
If you're doing it when the whales are here, that'd be really cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So
wow.
It's, you know, that's the great thing about being on Maui and coming, you know, for these people that are coming here to have their weddings, there's so many options. I mean, you can get married in the sea, on the sea, in the air, by a waterfall.
I have never done a boat wedding. Have you ever seen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's really popular.
And you could have your band right there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I like that. Then you have total privacy.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing you could do is Ali'i Nui, they're also a member of ours. They have that great club, Ali'i Nui. So they have kind of like a dance party nightclub at sea. So on one of the nights, you could rent it out for your wedding party. Wow. And they have a DJ with like all
the
lights.
So you could do your reception
lights.
Right
You could
there.
Do that as well. Yeah. It's wow, this, there's I like so many that options.
Idea. No, there really are. And I think Maui, and I'm prejudiced. Of course I'm prejudiced, but I do think Maui's the best place to get married.
Absolutely.
I you know, just because of the beauty and what you have available here. And oh my gosh, we didn't even touch the base of musicians.
Oh,
I mean, I mentioned
wow.
Jamie Lawrence, yeah. His wife is a wedding coordinator, but I mean, we have some really great musicians who go out there and I've seen George Kamoko do weddings and he performs them as a minister and he sings. Jamie Lawrence is one of the best singers and his wife is a coordinator, so he sings, but there's some great musicians. So if you're a musician and want one of these last couple of booths, I'll tell you, it's a big business. I mean,
yeah.
If you can do Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and I think that's got to be the most played
probably.
At weddings, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's most requested. But, you know, from ukulele playing to, you know, people who set up their keyboards to the full-on things that you do for receptions, et cetera, you know.
Absolutely. And that's kind of one of the things that'll be great about the expo. You'll actually be able to see a lot of the vocalists and musicians that we have on island perform. So we have all throughout the day we'll have snippets of musicians and performers.
Do you know who's going to be showing up?
I know we have Aaron Pillman, a vocalist. Scott Baird, he's a really popular musician.
Yeah, I know Scott real well. Yeah.
Evan Schulman. We also have the return of Elvis from Burn in Love, which is really exciting.
Fun.
So
does he do weddings?
So he is, and hopefully it's okay that I announce this for you, Darren Lee, but I know that he is getting ready to become an ordained minister so that he can perform weddings on Maui.
Oh my gosh, so you can get married by Elvis.
Sure. And
I think this is the anniversary of when Elvis died today.
Is it?
Oh, I do believe it was, this day. But and no, that would be, I mean, of course, people do it in Las Vegas all the time, but
why not here?
Darren is one of the best Elvises you'll ever see, and his voice is amazing. And to be able to be married by him in his Elvis costume and then have him sing to you.
How fun, yeah.
Blue Hawaii and the Hawaii Wedding Song, because
sure.
Elvis did a great version of the Hawaii Wedding Song, you know.
And, he performs at Maui Theater there in Lahaina. They actually have set up a new event space that is absolutely gorgeous. So they're getting ready to launch that. I think it's like 7,000 square feet or something like
Where
that.
Where would that be?
It's on the other side of the theater, still there in the Lahaina, old Lahaina Center. And it's gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
I hadn't heard about that.
So
is that
have
where
that.
You could do weddings?
You can use that as a reception. They haven't fully launched it yet, but I believe it's all going to be ready very soon.
You're making me want to get married, Amber. I'm getting ideas just talking to you about this
good.
That are amazing. I think people will really get on that idea of getting married. Of course, people love him. Darren is very, very charming.
Very charming,
very
yeah.
good looking, and he has an amazing voice.
Yeah, so that's really fun.
And he has also some great backup singers and everything. So if you did the full-on reception, I'm sure you probably could
get the
whole
show.
Thing. Yeah,
exactly. And then you can bring in caterers, you know, outside caterers for their event space.
Is he going to be at the Wedding Expo?
Yes, he's performing that day. So you'll be able to check him out. Yep, he'll sing some of his famous love songs.
Oh, he's great. But of course, still a lot of people want the Polynesian wedding.
Of course. Yeah,
and
but you can get whatever
great,
you want.
There's
yeah.
some great people who do Polynesian weddings here.
I mean, in fact, we have that. Then we also have, speaking of that style, we have a couple of halaus that are going to be performing. Manotea Nui'i, they'll be there, and they really can do anything that you need for your wedding when it comes to that. They can do the lay greeting. They have ministers, musicians, all within their company. That they have the fire dancers, hula dancers, so anything that you want. They're
really?
Kind of, they're great. And actually, I have to mention, in 2014 at the Wedding Expo, one of their dancers grabbed the microphone from me and proposed to his girlfriend, who was also dancing on the stage at the Wedding Expo.
I was at that one.
It was incredible.
And they're both gorgeous people.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, they're both. I mean, he and her, they're both amazingly
yes.
beautiful people.
So, so special. Such a special time. So the fact that they continue to give back to the association, not only by being a member, but also volunteering their time to perform at that Wedding Expos every single year
is just
outstanding.
Yeah, and they do a very authentic weddings as well. I mean, they're very Hawaiian, and they make sure it's done correctly and everything. So so they're always fun to watch as well.
Yes.
Since they do great performances.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
Well, that's kind of fun. So you've got some great entertainment going on.
Yeah. We also have the Arthur Murray Dance Center. They're located in Kihei. They are going to have a booth, and then they're also going to be doing some performances of dance, so you can see different styles of dance that you might want to learn for your wedding. Maybe you want them to choreograph a kind of surprise wedding dance.
This
maybe
is
all
the big thing
men,
now. This is this is the thing that goes viral. So, I mean, it's probably become, I mean, I never saw that much attention like 10 years ago, 15 years ago on the dance. I mean, yes, the father of the bride, or maybe the husband, wanted to take dance lessons so they could do their first dance. But now it's gone viral, where people are using their phones all the time for doing it. It's like a huge thing to have like a super big dance thing.
Absolutely.
A production. So I hadn't thought about it, but you know what? I mean, I bet they're very, very busy with the dance stuff going on there.
Yep. So,
and it can be fun. They make dancing fun down there at the Arthur Murray Studio.
Yes. So that will be a really cool thing for people to check out. And then we also have the folks from the Drums of the Pacific from the Hyatt. They'll be there performing. And that's a great place. You could do your full reception there, either private or, you know, depending on how many people have your own space.
Well, you've got the flamingos there, and you've got the swans there, and you've got that bridge that's a perfect arch.
Yes.
And that, I've done weddings there, both as a minister and a videographer. And it's very hard to beat that beautiful romantic setting you've got at the Hyatt, with the grass and the flamingos and the swans and then of this lovely restaurant you've got there as well. I mean, it's you've got that beautiful setting right on the beach and everything. So it's a lovely place to do weddings.
Yeah, and they're a great member of the association. They're always willing to host meetings and things like that there. And I definitely recommend the poke nachos at their beach bar. It's very delicious.
I've never had poke nachos. Interesting.
there's my plug for that.
And so the Drums of the Pacific are the entertainment.
Yeah, so they'll have a booth. The Hyatt will have a booth, and they will be performing. The Drums of the Pacific will be performing, I think, later in the afternoon. I think they perform around 2 o'clock or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So you don't want to miss that.
Well, and what about, is there going to be cake tasting?
Oh, yes. We'll have, I think there's three different vendors that will be doing cake tastings.
One year I was there, that was when I was at the Plantation House. It was the most amazing cupcakes. Who was doing those cupcakes? Oh my gosh, they were to die for. Cupcakes that were so good.
I think those were done by the Plantation House, by Chef Jojo.
Those were great cupcakes.
Yeah, and they'll be here again this year.
Are cupcakes still as popular as they used to be?
Yeah, people will do cupcakes, and then cake pops are still popular. We have Cake Pops by Liz. She has a booth at the expo, and she is just such a creative
baker.
Those
are really, I've seen pictures of them. They're like really decorated with glaze and everything, and you have like one for brides and grooms, and then there's different colors. It's not like you could ever imagine unless you saw it. And it's on a stick.
Yeah.
So it's upside down, so the cake part's on the bottom.
Correct.
And you can still eat it on the stick.
Yeah.
So
they're really cute and delicious.
Those are a new fad.
Yeah.
That's kind of a new fad. Yeah. And very cool. And it takes a very talented baker to be able to do that correctly.
Yeah, so she'll be there. The other cool thing that we'll have at the expo are a couple different vendors that have photo booths. And the thing that I've really seen trending in weddings, even here on Maui, is the integration of technology with your wedding. So anywhere from having a hashtag for your wedding that all your friends are using, to having these photo booths that are integrated with an Instagram account that, you know,
that's
that has
the new
a live
thing.
Feed. Yeah.
That's the WedTech was here. I don't know.
Yes.
Did you get a chance to go to it?
I was on the planning committee.
Because that was big. And that was one of the things that was really big, that WedTech from San Francisco came over. And they said that's the hot thing, is to get a special tag. And then you get everyone to post their own videos or photos from their camera, and it puts it all into
it. Curates it, yeah,
it
all
together. It curates and puts it, I guess there's an app for that.
There's multiple, yeah.
And then you can have it all in one place where people can see, and you can make a montage and a collage and do these special things from all the different people getting all the different pictures.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, you know, and it's great to that we have opportunities for small businesses here on Maui to get support creating apps. Like if you're a hair and makeup person, perhaps you want an app that can show people different styles of makeup. They upload their own photo, and then there's different things that they can do to show what the makeup styles will look like.
That'd get a person, very excited when they could see what's going on.
Sure.
Just like there's colors that are popular every year, there's hairstyles.
Oh yeah,
makeup, that are popular
dresses.
And, I mean there are themes, and then there's the flowers. I mean that changes, in just like fashions on clothes. I mean there are popular styles. I mean one year it was like you just would carry one flower, which was kind of boring, I thought. but I mean I don't know, it was quite a while ago. You just would carry one flower down the road, and that was your bouquet, was one flower.
Yeah.
I think it was a lily or something, some colored special. But it's very, very trendy, and people have different trends. The year before, people wanted to do, doing the cowboy-style weddings, the Southwestern weddings? Did you see
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I mean, the great thing is that anything goes. It's your wedding, and whether you want, like, a shabby chic wedding or a traditional Hawaiian-style wedding.
Okay, tell me what
a
shabby chic wedding is.
Well, kind of like the country
like
that you were
country,
thinking,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, kind of like that, but with, white twinkle lights and maybe some bales of hay and that sort of thing. But I just recently realized that I'm allergic to hay, so.
Oh, you don't want to be around that.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess I won't be a farmer.
but you know what it is, and it's what you get when you go to a wedding expo, you get all these ideas just like we've been talking about and
sure.
more.
Sure, and it kind of is a starting off point because you're going to see things that are then going to give you other ideas, and it'll just grow and grow and grow, and then you kind of will create what you want for your wedding. So
have you seen what colors are popular this year? Do you have any idea what colors are?
What I'm seeing, mainly through social media is that it's anything goes.
Yeah.
Now it's all about creativity. It's about the integration of technology. People want those epic shots, because they want to have that on their Facebook profile. They want to get those likes on Instagram. And so it's really people are going above and beyond to really have the look that they're into. And it's really up to the individual person of what they like. Which is great.
I mean, remember when there was a year it was black and white. Remember that black and white phase that we went through?
Yeah.
Which I thought was a little boring. It was a little strict. It was either black or white. And then there was some brides getting married in black. I'm going, really? I mean, of course you can use a dress again. I mean, there is that.
There is that.
And then there was like the beige. And then there was the frilly. Remember
princess
the frilly?
Dresses, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Those are bad on a beach where you have kiavi on the ground. I can tell you so many times I had to pull kiavi out of these frilly long dresses where they get caught on things, And the other thing that don't work on beaches, and hopefully you have someone who can guide you through this, is the long veils. If you're getting married on the beach, and a lot of times it can get windy, and if you have a long veil, I used to carry bobby pins.
Sure.
With me, because if the veil's blowing in front of your face while you're getting, it doesn't work for photos and anything. Yeah. So, and also same for hairdressing, because there was the people that would, have their hair long and full, and if it was blowing, your hair could be blowing across your face. So I always loved the hairdressers that made sure their face was visible.
That is important.
Yeah, and if you have a good designer or someone that knows fashion when you go shopping, and if you have a good person who does your hair, they know about that stuff.
Yeah.
They just will take care of you, so it's not an issue. You don't have to worry about it. Well, are you doing any fashion? Is there any fashion booths there going to be there this year?
Not that I can think of right off the top of my head. Last year we had an incredible fashion show when we had the expo at King Kamehameha by Ellie's Formal Wear, which is in Kihei. But they kind of have to do every other year.
It's a big deal.
A lot of work to bring all those dresses.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure we'll have something. I don't know for sure what it'll be. So it'll be a surprise to all of you when you arrive to the wedding expo. So.
Yeah, no, but that's the thing is that's interesting is if you, I don't know if there's any figures, but it's interesting to see how many people. There's a huge difference between visitors coming to Maui to get married versus the weddings that are local weddings. And there's different places, different styles, different things. Number one, local weddings from people who live here are much bigger weddings typically, because you have all your friends and family. You don't have to fly them all in,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, correct.
And people who are flying here, I've seen some big ones, but usually there's some limitations of who can come and who can't, you know. Mm-hmm. There's families and extended families when you're living here, and then there you can get the older relatives, and sometimes it's hard if people have to fly in a long distance and to get all the relatives who are older to come. So do you see both? Do you know the mix that happens at the Wedding Expo, the balance between visitors versus the local people that live here?
I'd have to look it up, but I mean, obviously, it's going to be more local people that are coming to check it out. But we do, every year, we get quite a few people that are coming in, and even from other islands. And then, like I said, mostly when I see them registering, the ones that are coming from off-island, it's Alaska, and then all along the West Coast, so Washington, Oregon, California. Because, you know, there's direct, easy 5-hour flights, and they're usually inexpensive. So mm-hmm. they're able to kind of pop over, check everything out, and then organize their wedding right there.
I like the way you make it sound so easy.
Sometimes
people make it a big deal. Which is another thing to think about, is how you're getting your gowns here. You know, you got to hang it, I guess, but it's a
and
place
to hang
it.
And that's why you need a good coordinator.
Yes, those kind of things to make
care
sure
of
you,
all that.
You definitely want to do that as carry-on. You don't want to lose your bridal
sure.
gown if you're bringing it out with you, you know. And you know, it's really, I've seen this more than once, where brides would actually get these nice gowns, but then they wanted, again, that shot, and they would go in the water, and they'd go in the ocean fully.
Yeah.
They're fully done in their gown.
Yeah.
Just because, and I think it's got to track. I don't know what kind of dress can be recovered from going in the ocean.
I don't think they
and,
recover.
Yeah, from going in the ocean and the sand and everything. But, I mean, you want to make sure it's safe, too, because you don't want some big wave or something to happen, you know. Ain't so much fun if you go under. But
sure. Lifeguard but, standing by, please. Yeah.
But I have seen that. Have you ever seen a wedding like that?
Oh, yeah. I've seen a lot of the photos from the Trash the Dress session. And, I mean, there's something to be said of, you know, the beautiful bride and her dress. It's very sexy in the water. And, you know, it's beautiful. And you get some great images that you're going to have for the rest of your life.
But you want that to be the last shot.
That, yeah. That's at the end.
You don't want that at the beginning of your photo session.
No, otherwise your hair is plastered to your face.
And you don't want to stand around for long in that wet gown. You want to make sure you can get somewhere and change pretty quickly once you're out of that wet gown.
Yeah.
And there's the other one that's it's a very big thing with weddings that I see it happening more and more, and that's vow renewals.
Yeah, we get a lot of those here on Maui, which is really great. I've been seeing a lot of inquiries come through from our website that are people looking to do something really nice for a vow renewal, even if it's a 5-year, 10-year, 20-year. So that's really special that people can come here and do that and get some beautiful photos and enjoy Maui and all we have to offer here.
I did one that was 55 years, 55th, and he was on a walker, and I think they were about 84 years old or something. And they were just the sweetest couple. I mean, just so, and they've been together, you know, so long, and got to be friends with them. And then 3 years later, she died. And he was just so happy that he'd had that memory.
Sure.
Where they could come out, and it was on a video, you know, and they had the pictures. And it just made all the difference in the world.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That they had that time and that vow renewal. And they were so sweet, holding hands and in love.
We can only all hope to have that someday.
I know, but the vow renewals are also sweet because you can have your family. You can have your kids,
sure.
You know, and you're not near as nervous.
I would hope not.
You don't yeah. have the stress,
is
you
she
know.
Gonna say yes?
And you can choose to wear whatever you want to wear.
Yeah.
So but what shocks me is so many people actually wear a wedding gown.
Oh, yeah, they do.
For vow renewals.
Mm-hmm.
They get the woman gets completely decked out again.
Men are in tux or suits.
Yep.
Yeah, it's
which makes it feel like it's
special.
Special. Mm-hmm. And then they do the special dinner and the special stay. And so that's a whole thing that, you know, so maybe you're not getting married. Maybe, you know, it's been 10 years or maybe it's been only 5 years or something. But if you're thinking of that, you can go to the Wedding Expo. It's coming up pretty soon, folks. It's coming up on August 27th. Is that right?
That's correct. From 10 to 3.
So it'd be the Saturday after next.
Yes.
At the Sheraton. And I just love it. I know we've been talking a long time, but I love the fact that you said in the beginning, if people didn't hear, that you can go up to the Sheraton early. And I've never seen this happen before. You can have a breakfast there And they'll give people going to the Wedding Expo a free mimosa.
And 25% off their breakfast, which
that's
is
a
so
great deal.
Great. I know.
And that's
and how,
the first
what a fun
time
way to
kind
of get you in the mood, you know,
yeah.
to go around and shop and get to know the vendors. I just thought that was so generous of them. And so that's at the Black Rock Kitchen, which is amazing. So I definitely, you'll
big,
see me there.
Well, you know, it's a big, big, big area. When you walk in, there's an area. Is that the downstairs? When you walk mm-hmm. in, you just go downstairs
yeah.
there? Okay, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, I've been there a few times. That's
and then
nice.
We should also mention that there will be validated parking
oh,
for
good.
The expo. So you can park in the parking structure there. And that's another great thing about the Sheraton. There's plenty of parking. And so it's $1 for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So very inexpensive. And you can get validated at the expo.
Now, I have a question that I've never quite understood, because I know you have amazing, amazing gifts. I mean, like I say, I've never seen better door prizes than the prizes you have at the Wedding Expo. I mean, honest to God, some people get like $500 value things, $400.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, you get like even just a helicopter ride would be, is a great value, you know,
yeah.
or the boat, getting a boat rider. You know, some people give you a free cake. Some people
mm-hmm.
give you an overnight stay somewhere or
sure,
something. So,
yeah.
So you can pre-sign up for that at WeddingExpoMaui.com. But here's the question. Do you have to be married to get the prizes, or how does that work with that?
When you put in...
Or be getting married, I should say.
Well, no, all the people that are registering and coming, but you have to actually show up, so we check you in when you get there.
Okay.
So you can't just go and register and not
but
come.
You can, but even if
yeah, like the mother of the bride could win
it.
A prize, and
yeah.
then it would be for them. But you do have to fill out a little thing on there. It asks you, you know, if you have a wedding date yet and different questions like that.
Would that
like
work
that,
for
so.
Bauer Knowles?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Very cool
yeah.
then. No, I wasn't quite clear how that worked. No, I'm glad you're clear, because
yeah.
I'm going, well, is this only, can you only get a door prize if
sure.
you're getting married and you have a date and everything for that? But you can have a date, but it doesn't mean your first wedding could have a vow renewal, or you could be a mother of bride or a maid of honor or
sure.
something like that.
Absolutely.
Which, okay, I mean, folks, believe me, just for that alone, it's really worth going.
Yeah.
And then people do want it, you know, I'd say typically, because I've done a few of them, about 2 hours to wander around. You give yourself a couple of hours?
Yeah, at least a couple hours. And it just depends on, you know, if you're actually, you know, sitting down with a vendor and, you know.
If you're planning something.
Yeah, putting the date and giving them a deposit check, it may take a little longer. But I would say 2 hours, you know, but stay longer. Maybe go and come back, whatever you want to do.
Yeah,
because
you can
it's
wander
an all
around
day.
And,
yeah,
walk
you can
the
go
beach
on the
or
tour,
walk that walkway or something.
Exactly,
come back
go to Whaler's and, Village.
Well,
yeah.
One thing we haven't mentioned, how much does this cost, Tambra?
To attend, it is free.
We didn't mention that, and that's a very, very
yeah.
important point. I mean, why didn't I mention that? Because you know what? If you go to Oahu and some other places,
yeah,
they
actually
charge.
Pay. Yeah,
they
yeah.
charge money. It's always been free here on
always,
Maui.
Always.
Which
yeah.
is, I mean, you're getting free tastes of great food. You're getting amazing chances to win great prizes. And you're meeting people and you're getting hooked up and you really will enjoy the entertainment.
Oh, of course.
And,
yeah, that alone makes such a fun day.
And it's free, you know. So I'm glad I remembered that, because people really may not know that.
Sure.
That it's free.
Yeah.
Because a lot of work goes into this. I mean, this is, you know, months and months of planning and organizing.
It's quite a production.
How many members do you have in the Maui Wedding Association?
We have just under 200 members.
And those are really certified people you know and trust. You have your own code of ethics.
We do, yeah. You actually have to agree to you know, operating your business with aloha towards the members and towards our visitors. And, we have a really great kind of mission statement. And it's a great organization to be a part of. And I think the last couple of years, we've really been working closely with the Maui Visitor and Convention Bureau, and that really makes me so proud that they recognize our association as the organization that's promoting Maui to the world as a top wedding destination, and that's really exciting to me. They're actually using our magazines that we produce when they go to trade shows.
Oh, you're still doing those magazines?
Yeah.
Those are high, nice, glossy magazines. Are you going to have those available
we
at the
will.
Wedding Expo?
Yeah, we'll have those. And so, yeah.
It's a nice, glossy booklet. It's usually about 20 pages long, or maybe 20, 25 pages long.
It's a little bigger than that, but
oh.
yeah.
And it gives you information on each subject, videography, photography, getting your hair, and
mm-hmm.
and
beautiful photography all throughout.
Beautiful.
It, which inspires
it's
you.
A, it's an expensive
yeah.
piece.
Yeah, and so we do that, and those go out to wedding expos across the mainland to promote Maui. And like I said, the Maui Visitor and Convention Bureau has been using them. They hand them out at the Hawaii Visitor and Convention Bureau on Oahu. So it's really exciting that we're starting to get recognized as an association that is really promoting Maui, like I said, even, you know, across the world.
Well, you play an important role in education as well, because I remember when the rules were changing about getting permitting on the beach. And that was a controversial issue for like 10 years. I mean, because it was being formulated and there were a lot of people on different sides of what was going to be happening. And still there's some confusion. People don't realize you can't just do a wedding on some of these beaches. You have to actually, is it any of the county beaches or is it the state beaches that you have
well,
to
you
get
can,
a permit?
You can go online to the Wiki permit page and it lists all the areas that are available. But you do have to be a coordinator to get access to that. And that's definitely something that we try to educate people. We have information about that on our website and in the wedding planner. And then, you know, that way, and also if someone comes to Maui and they're trying to start a business, they can come to us and then realize all the things that they need to do in advance. You can't just make a website and start coordinating weddings without having the proper insurance and the, you know, getting the access to permits and everything like that. So
yeah. And there's wonderful people here on this island that do LGBT.
Oh, yeah.
I know I work with Kevin Robello for years, and Kevin's been doing that a long, long time. And there's many others, and and the Sun Seekers are wonderful resorts.
Yeah,
and I was so happy when the rules changed and gay people were able to get married here on Maui, and because it had kind of been civil union before, but it was just great.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's funny you mentioned that, because for the Wedding Planner magazine, I realized that year that I had to rewrite the article, because we had an article in the magazine that was talking about civil unions. And I felt honored that I was like, wow, I have to change this and update it. And it was an exciting
time
for everyone.
And there are people that do come in just for that now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's a very big deal. So
yeah,
it's a wonderful organization. And people can go to truly, if you go to the Maui Wedding Association website, you can save yourself hours and hours and hours of searching for what's going on, because you can find that at each site. Each coordinator has a link to their page, and it's really like one-stop shopping if you go to Maui Wedding Association has been around forever, very trusted. So I mean, if you're at all thinking of a vow renewal, getting married or anything, go to the Maui Wedding Association. The website is
MauiWeddingAssociation.com.
And you'll find a lot of great sites there that you can explore. You could spend hours really just on that one site, because there's so many things you can find
out
right there.
Yeah.
When you're searching on the web, you want to educate yourself. So that's what you can do by going to that site, you know, and from there make your decision. And you can go from there, pick the ones people that you want to see that are going to be at WeddingExpoMaui.com, which will that show the people who are going to be there also at WeddingExpoMaui.com?
Yeah. You can go to, and you'll have all the information there. And like I said, shortly I'll have the entertainment schedule there, but you can look at the floor plan so you can kind of make a plan of which vendors that you want to meet with. But I definitely
How
recommend.
How many vendors are there going to be?
I believe there's 50.
Wow, that's huge. That's grown a lot. I mean, because I remember when it was 27 and 30. So you've got 20 more booths. Again, we only have like a minute left, but there are two booths left, as they were, well, at the beginning of this hour, there were two booths left.
I better check my email.
And the booths are really great for any of the things we've talked about, whether you're a musician or you're a florist or you're any of the, maybe you have something that someone wants to do in their honeymoon, you know. In fact, I think Love Shack's been there for many years.
Oh, right? Lila. What a sweetheart.
So it's really amazing, and it's a lot of fun. And you will see, if you're visiting in, or you'll see the real Maui people.
Absolutely.
I mean, these are the local Maui people who have been in the business a long time, and they're good people. They're really, really, they're wonderful people to connect with. So it's going to be a fun, fun event. I have to thank you, Tom Burrow. When we started talking, we only have a minute left now, but we started before the show. She said, I don't know if I can talk for a whole hour. I said, oh, I think there's lots to talk about. And here we've talked the whole hour, and we probably still didn't cover everything, but it's on the 27th. It's self-parking's available for $1, or you can do for every 3 hours with validation. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, you get validated. Yep.
You get validated. And you go early, save 25% if you go to the wonderful Black Rock restaurant and you get a free mimosa. It's 10 till 3. It's a Saturday after next. Go to Wedding Expo Maui to sign up for some of the great, great, and I'm talking great, door prizes because they are awesome. And it's really been a treat, Tambra.
Thank you so much.
I'll let you go back to Bubba Gump's.
Thank you so much
and,
for having me.
Have some fun. It's really been a treat talking to you. And I really love the wedding people and the people in the wedding business. They're wonderful, wonderful people. And you'll love the Wedding Expo that's coming up. I'll be back next Tuesday here on Talk Story on KAOI.